So again, today is March 4th? March 4th, 2020, and we're going to continue lesson 48. And from here to the frog stand, going into the next lesson, which will be called 4 Points. So go ahead and begin on your backs. Take a few minutes to observe how you're lying today on the floor, the length of your legs, how your hips feel. How your buttocks feels. How your shoulder blades feel. How your cervical spine feels. Roll your head gently to the left and to the right to observe the ease or the quality of ease, or maybe lack of ease, of rolling your head today. Bring your head back to the center. Okay, and again, we're gonna start with kind of going into what we did last week and the week before. Let's start on your backs by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And first, let's just tilt your pelvis. So you just go from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So you're all familiar with this movement. It's a tilt or rocking. So palm not lifting, rocking. Remember 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock? So you just roll the pelvis. You roll to flatten. Don't look, Paul. Listen to words. 12 o'clock is behind where your belly button is. Okay, 6 o'clock is down where your anus is, in between your two buttocks cheeks. So you shift the pressure from the lower back behind the belly button, and then you roll down the other way, arching the pelvis and lower back to sit on the end of your tailbone where your anus is. So it's a roll. And remember, Paul, when you look at somebody else, doesn't guarantee that they know what they're doing. So it's better to listen and let me give you language, right? Right? He always looks to you, Anne. Always tells me something. So feel how this feels today. Nice, Elizabeth. And notice the movement, how it's like a reflection, right? Or continuation. Up in your neck, right? So when you go towards 12 o'clock to flatten the lower back, right? Your head grows tall. And then when you go to arch, sitting on the tailbone, it pulls your head down. Good. Okay, so now pause from that. So where we're going to go from here, and you guys remember, is now bringing the legs up, swinging the legs up so that you bring your legs over you, using your hands to hold the pelvis. That's it, Anne. Starting to dangle, I like that word, dangling the knees towards your ears, right? Think of kind of bicycling, so think of your knees starting to bicycle, to drop the knees down by your ears as if they might be able to touch the floor. Nice, Bonnie. Right, so think of the knees coming to the floor next to your earlobes, just kind of bicycle them. Maybe a little bit larger, Corinne. That looks very hesitant. So don't think about kicking out, right? Think of the knees coming down. Let the lower legs be kind of relaxed. That's it. And now think of the feet, and do you think you could think of the big toes coming down, nice, Anne, to touch the ground, right? So this is way above your head. So maybe one foot touches, then the other. Nice, Elizabeth. Really good. So just seeing how this feels today. Good. Slowly come out of it, and let's rest for a minute on your back. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll to your side. I like you to just roll to your side and flip over, coming back to a couple weeks ago, being on your hands and knees. Once you have your hands and knees, you're going to place your head down in between your hands. So remember, you want to get towards the top of your head. Okay, so, and you might have to adjust that ponytail. Okay, so you want to be towards the top of your head. Do you remember this? Okay, so when you get that position, your elbows are in the air, right? You're going to tuck your toes under, like I call a runner's position. You want to have some power in your toes and your feet, right? And what we did is we started to lift one knee at a time and then pop both knees up. And so when you did this, it brings more weight onto the head and your hands. But you really want to have, if you can, more distribution, if not equal, between the hands and your head. Okay? So you lift once the right knee, then the left, and then try to lift both knees. So that means your butt goes to the ceiling. And again, have a lot of weight on those hands and then the head. Right? You don't want to have too much weight on your head. So either it's all 3 points equal, or slightly less with your head. Beautiful, Anne. So you pop up, and then you bring the knees back down. Nice, Elizabeth. And one of the things to think about is bringing your pelvis up over your head, right? So the more that the pelvis is lined up with your head. Beautiful, Bonnie. So how to do that? So that means, that was lovely, Paul. See, Paul, you actually did it before anybody else. See, you're smarter than you think. So he listened to, my pelvis is going to be over my head. How do I do that? Well, once your pelvis is in the air, you can walk your feet a little closer, right? And feel how that shifts the pelvis to come more right over your head. And in a really wonderful way, right, it creates a feeling of stability. It's like, wow, this actually feels better than when my pelvis is behind me. And then you walk the feet back away. Yeah, so just try that once or twice more. And this is really also great for the feet and the toes. Good. Okay, beautiful, Corinne. Let it go. Let's slowly roll onto your back. So just roll over and come to rest again. Okay, so from here, let's roll to your side and come up to sitting. When you come up to sitting, let's start with the soles of your feet together. Okay. Let's start with your left hand next to you, and then the right hand is going to come underneath inside the right leg and hook over to pick up the right foot. Corinne's like, I don't want to remember this from last week. Okay, so you're going to start to lift the leg a little bit in the air, round your back. When you come up to sitting, you arch. That's it, Bonnie. Think of lifting the leg, right? Lengthening your leg. Lift. Just don't rock back. That's nice, Anne. Somebody knows what lifting means. So you're elongating both the arm and the leg up towards the ceiling and fold back down. So this is helping those hamstrings stretch out and really round back, right? You can place your left hand in a variety of spots to make it easier. So you might want to bring the left hand to the knee, to the thigh, right? Where do you want that left hand to support? That's it. Good. Now let's pause for a moment. So now what you're going to do is bring that left hand to get a hold of the top of the right foot, right? No, left hand. Left hand gets a hold of the top and goes underneath the top. There you go. Underneath the toes. There you go. That's it. And then you're going to scoop more the right arm underneath to get the elbow. That's it. The crook there. And fold now. So you want to get the knee and the shoulder. So you think of your lower leg as like a baby. That's it. So you really want your lower leg, knee area to be in the right elbow, the crook of the elbow. Nice, Elizabeth. And then you round back and you lengthen the leg using, that's it, both hands or the left hand. And then you fold back down. There you go. That's it. So the knee is getting closer and closer to your right shoulder. I should say your right knee. Nice, Bonnie. Good. Now, the next time that you bring the leg down, the foot down, keep it down. And now you're going to start to slide your right arm, right leg out in front of you. You're going to continue to hold on. So you have one arm underneath, which is the right arm, and then you keep the left hand connected. So everything's sliding out in front of you. So now you lean forward, you drop your head, and you lengthen your spine in front of you. So once again, you've got the elbow coming, the right elbow under the right knee, right? And then you, as you lengthen out away from you and then fold back in, right, you sense that that right elbow gets closer to the right knee. That's it. Good. We're going to do just one more movement and then we'll rest. So now come back. And now first with the right arm, turn it over to put the right palm down and the right elbow. So it's not, Elizabeth, it's still under your leg in front of you. So as if you're going to, that's it, going to be a frog. So you put the right elbow and palm down. So now, using the left hand, you can lift the ankle, the foot, any part of the right leg to start sliding that right knee up towards the right shoulder. So you can move the left hand. You can put it under the ankle, wherever you want to help. That's it, Anne. You can move the left hand. Let go of the right foot. Try the right shin. Thank you, Anne. There you go. Now see if you can slide it up. Nice, Elizabeth. And then keep that right elbow down though, Elizabeth. So that's it. Okay, let all that go and roll onto your back and rest. It's a lot. Really rest. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. Legs in front of you, soles of your feet together. We're going to work with the left leg. Okay, so the first thing is to reach down with the left hand, right? Come underneath the shin, get a hold of the leg, place the right hand next to you, lift and lower the left leg. So start lengthening up towards the ceiling and bending down, right? So this gets after the hamstrings. Round the back, make sure, and see if you can bend your right knee out to the side. Remember, like the soles of the feet, yeah. That gives your hips more freedom. Good. Come back and now bring over the right hand to get the left foot, right? Sliding then the left hand underneath more. There you go, so that you can get that's it. And now lift and lengthen so you have really more the shoulder and the knee on the left side coming towards each other. Nice, Anne. Nice, Paul. Really nice work today. Good. Okay. Good. Now, keeping the hands with the foot, start to slide the left leg and the arms out in front of you, taking your back forward, your head forward, so you're now rounding forward. Good. So the final part is to then turn over that left hand and arm so that the left palm is down and elbow on the floor. And then you hook under the right arm under the left lower leg to lift and slide the left leg up the left arm. Right? So the left arm stays in contact with the ground. That's it, Elizabeth. So really, this is so much about Elizabeth opening the upper back. Okay. Right? Yeah, really opening the spine so your head can dangle. That's it. Bonnie, see if you can get that left elbow down with the palm on the ground. So you got to take your whole body forward to get the left elbow down. So lean forward, Bonnie. Lean forward. More. Bend the left elbow. That's it. You can get it down. Take your head forward. Think of your whole body coming forward. Everything bend forward. Don't think about lifting the leg. Just bend forward at your hips. There you go. Bend forward. There you go. That's it, Paul. You think the same thing. Bend forward. Good. Okay. Let's let it go. Let's rest on your back. Don't worry about that at all. Rest on your back.
I've done pretzel first.
Yeah, so just take a rest, and I think last week, I'm really glad we only did half of what the lesson was, and should have, could have woven a little more lengthening and some extension in to the lesson. It becomes a lot of rounding. Okay, so roll over onto all fours. So just flip over, roll to your side. Hands down, knees down. Once you get there, you'll place your head down in that good place, the top of your head, in between your hands where you feel stable. Then you will tuck your toes under. You find a good stability for tucking the toes. It really helps those toe joints, right? And now you can just introduce to yourself, slowly starting to lift both knees, popping the knees up. You can do one at a time, or you can just go to both. That's it, and walking the feet up a little bit. So again, getting some, this is gonna help to create length in the spine again. Right, so you want to get that pelvis towards being over your head, and then you come back down. So I'm going to trust all of you that you take care of yourself right now. So that means you go in and out of this based on what's possible, what's comfortable. Right, it's very, very important to be able to come out of something. Very important. Safety is number one. The safer that you feel, the more you're willing to explore, because you know you have a way out. And if you can, gradually, which most of you are doing, is you're most of you are moving towards having your pelvis right on top of your head. Beautiful. How is your breath and your breathing? How does the pressure feel on the top of your head? Again, make sure pressure is going through your hands. Okay, now we're going to try a little variation. We're just going to play with it. So before you come out, that's it, Paul. So bring your hands a little closer, Paul. And so what you want to do is bring your forearms down. Your elbows are wide, but bring your hands together. So your hands are together over the top of the head, but the elbows are down now near your head. And now you're going to lift one knee at a time and then try to pop up both knees with the forearms down. So it's a little scarier. That's it, Corinne. So your hands are snuggling your head. Feels a little scarier. Your hands can even be interlaced behind the head or on the ground, but your elbows are out to the side. Your elbows are lined up with your shoulders. So you lift your butt up, lift the knees up, and then come back down. Walk your feet to feel safe. Nice, Elizabeth. Beautiful, beautiful, Bonnie. Really nice. Okay. Really, really, really good. Let's let it all go. Let's roll onto our backs and rest. Just take a really, really nice rest. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. So, soles of your feet together. Let's have the right hand come from the outside with the right foot, left hand with left foot. So around the outside of the feet, that's it, Anne. Sliding, so from the top this time, Elizabeth. There you go. And then you're going to slide the feet and the arms both at the same time out in front of you. So lengthening the legs and the arms out in front. And then coming back. That's it. Take your head down. Think of your shoulders coming near your knees. That's it. Now, slide the hands underneath the ankles and swing around to get the feet. That's it. So as you lengthen now, your elbows can come closer down and the back of the arms down to the ground, right? As if you could put the elbows down. Right, so that's what you think as you lengthen. So it's the same movement. That's it, Elizabeth. And then the elbows and forearms come down, right? Or you can walk your bottom backwards. Some of you are doing that. You can slide your bottom backwards. That's it. Keep working. So drop the head. That's it. Look at how much closer you are, Bonnie. So think about like doing this, can the elbows and forearms, that's it, and come down to the ground. Good. Okay, rest on your backs. I will leave your socks off. Rest on your backs. Okay, so now into the next variation. So however you want to do it, I guess I'll leave it like that way. So you're going to roll to your side but come up to standing. And let me say this before you do it, is I would like you to be very observant how you do this. How do you approach going from the floor to come up to stand? So I just want you to really pay attention to how you approach it, because that's what we're going to work with. Nice, Ansel. Just observe yourself. What do you do? Nice, Bonnie. What do you do? That's it, Paul. What do you do? Okay. So now let's all get facing the same way, the front of the room. Okay. And you're going to learn a different way. So a lot of you came up to like what I call the knight position. And there's many ways to come up. Right, but that's really hard with the pelvis, is to lift your whole trunk above you. Okay, so now that you're standing, spread your feet wider, and you're going to introduce to yourself bringing your hands down to the floor. So your knees can bend, soften your knees. How can you bring the palms down to the floor, drop your head? Right, so this is no different than if you were sitting on your bottom and sliding your hands out. So drop your head, bring your palms down, and then you'll come back up, right? So just work with, and again, Paul, you can spread the legs wider. You can bend the knees as much as you want. You want the palms to touch. So if the knees need to bend a lot, no problem. And then once your palms are down there, you can lift, you can like bounce your pelvis up a little bit. So everybody, keeping your palms down, really let your head hang. So Elizabeth, let your head hang a little bit more. There was a little tension there. Palms flat. Now bend your knees a little bit more. Let your bottom start to come down, right? Let the bottom come down. That's it, Anne. And then lift up. So beautiful. Let's do that. So you're just going to go back and forth. So when you lower the pelvis and bend the knees, the elbows bend, right? We start going back to, right? The knees start sliding. Let's, Corinne, go to the outside. So your knees start sliding to the outside of your elbows, right? And forearms, right? You were doing it right, Elizabeth. The outside. So now, again, the knee, what you're paying attention to is your knee and shoulders are getting very close, aren't they, Elizabeth? Right? So bend and lower down. That's it, Bonnie. Keep the hands down. Widen those knees. Think of lowering your pelvis. You're doing fabulous, Bonnie. Paul, you're doing fabulous. Can you drop your head a little bit more, Paul? And can you spread your feet a little wider? Or does that feel... Let's just try one more minute. Bend down the butt. Beautiful, Ann. Corinne, can you bend more? The butt, yeah. And then pop up. Once more, that's it. And then think about this next time. How do you just go down to the floor? So can you just plop your bottom down, or if you go off to a side, and then roll on your backs and rest? Mm-hmm. Right, so that's a big transition. Okay, let's roll over to all fours from here. So just roll over your sides. It's nice to face the back of the room. Get your hands down, get your head positioned, tuck your toes under. Right? Elbows in the air to start with. And pop the legs up, walk the butt up over the top of the head. Right? Figure this out. Come back down, and then you can spread the feet a little wider, right? That's it. That's better, Anne. So start to spread the knees and feet a little wider. And now once your pelvis is in the air, so let's get everybody so you're really solid on the top of your head and your hands. And remember, more weight on your hands. So stay up there, wider feet, Anne, wider knees. Okay, now can you think of introducing your right knee to come sit on the right forearm? Yeah. And then take it away. So you're going to place it on the forearm, the back of the forearm, and then take it away. So the elbows need to be up, the elbows wide and stable, the hands stable, and you bring the right knee to sit up there. And then you take it away. Beautiful, Paul. That was a beautiful introduction. Awesome. Awesome, Bonnie. So I want that pelvis, walk up the feet a little bit more, get closer. Now introduce the right knee. That's it. And don't think about pulling the arm back. Think of the knee getting on there. Paul, you're doing great. And that's it. Wider feet. That's it. Get the pelvis up. And now bring that. Yeah, let it sit on the ledge. Woo! Okay, can we try the left side? So again, this is another place in the lesson, right, where I want to give you room to you pop in and you pop out. That's it, Corinne. Right? Beautiful, Elizabeth. You guys are just doing so spectacular. It is so wonderful breaking these lessons up. Like, there was just no way to go into this last week. I felt like it was way too much. Beautiful, Anne. So some of you are already alternating. Let's just take another minute here. Right? One knee, the other knee. Only, like, you know, I'm going to say, Anne, Elizabeth, you might guys start to feel safe that you could bring one knee up and then introduce the other knee and then you take them off again, one at a time. So only if you feel safe. Same with you, Corinne. Like, one knee, and if you feel like, can I keep the knee there and bring the other one up? Go for it. Paul, you're not quite there. Bonnie, you're not quite there. So, again, number one rule, safety. Right? Because we don't want to hurt your neck. We don't hurt. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Anne. So you got that one up, and then you go, well, I know. So see, you don't feel quite safe because the toes came back down. So that's how you determine your safety, right? Beautiful, Anne. That's it. I know you can do it, Elizabeth. Get one up and then the other. Beautiful. Try not to hook out to the side. Can you just bring the knee straight in? I'm not sure why you're swinging the lower leg out. Yeah. Just then place the knee up, but the lower leg doesn't have to swing out to the side. Okay. Should we, nice. Go into child's pose for a minute. Everybody just let your feet flatten out. Sit your bottom back. This will feel heavenly, right? Now, again, notice how close the knees are to the armpits, right? That's beautiful, Bonnie. Okay, go ahead and roll over onto your backs and rest. So again, you guys are doing such a beautiful job today. And again, why I broke it up, as you can see, it starts to get... Bonnie, you asked about sweating. This lesson, it gets demanding. And as it gets demanding, it's important to have safety in place. Sometimes, lately with the changes in my life going on, I've been looking at that a lot, and often feeling like that is one of the strongest reasons that I was drawn to this work, was for safety. And what happens when we don't feel safe, right? When we get scared, right? When we don't feel safe. And get fearful, and then that can create an excited reaction. Okay, so now I'd like you to think about, before you do it, I'm going to have you roll to a side, right, to come up to stand, but you've learned a couple things. So try to approach coming to standing somewhat different than the way you did it the first time. Based on what we're doing in the lesson, think, how could I do it a little different? And then come up to standing. Nice, Anne. Nice, Bonnie. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful, Bonnie. Okay, you guys, beautiful. See, I didn't even have to instruct you, but you started piecing some things together. You okay, Corinne? Okay, let's face the mirrors, why not? We're kind of facing back of room. Right, so now let's go back to placing your hands on the floor. Right, so how can you introduce those hands? Flat, right? And then start spreading the legs, bend the knees. Right, so whenever you introduce, let's come back up again. So roll yourself up. The last thing you lift is your head. Nice, Bonnie. Roll yourself down. And as you roll down, the knees bend. Right? Not that the pelvis lowers. Listen to the words. The knees soften to let your hands come down. Okay, but you want that derriere up towards the ceiling. Right? That's it. Okay? So now... That's it. Now you can bend the knees and start to lower your bottom. And then you're going to pop it back up again. Right? So how do you come down with your bottom and pop it back up? When the bottom lowers, your head will look up. And you'll be like a frog. Anne's a good frog today. Right? This is why it's called getting to a frog stand. Beautiful, Paul. So that's it. So Corinne, drop your pelvis a little bit more. Nice, Elizabeth. Lift your head a little bit more. So don't lift your head until your pelvis drops. That's it, Corinne. Okay? Nice, Elizabeth. And then pop the pelvis up and drop the head. All right, so this is why we're going to continue with this. That's it. That's it. Okay, now I want you to think that there could be one arm that you could remove from the equation, and you would sit the opposite side of that pelvis down to the floor. So think what you want to do, and then go ahead and try it. So as you're lowering your pelvis, you're going to remove that hand, and you're going to sit one butt cheek down. So how do you do that? That's it. And then how do you come back up? Drop your head. That's it, Elizabeth. And then pop the pelvis up. So you drop a knee down to the ground on the side of the pelvis, and that hand comes up. So let the knee come down too, Elizabeth. To the side, Anne. So knee to the side and pelvis. So knee to the floor. So you get off the foot. Knee to the floor. That's it. So that's it. Okay, come back up. Okay, stand for a minute. So now introduce your hands to the floor. Bring your hands down. That's it. Okay, so now let's try the right leg. So you're going to lift the right foot so that you can bring the right knee down to the floor in between your hands and kind of on its side, right? So swivel the right foot in on its side. So bring the right knee in between the hands and on its side, so the right pelvis is going to come down to the floor. So Paul, bring that foot. The foot's causing you all kinds of trouble. Get your right foot. Get the right foot out of the way. You don't need the right foot down. Just the knee. There. Ah! He's the first one to do it right. You guys, get the foot out of the way. So now he's lowering, and now reverse that, Paul. Pop back up and bring. Yes. Oh, look at him. Right? Paul, you do so much better in life when you don't follow other people. Just something for you to think about. Because you just, when you, yes.
He never.
Well, then that's what's showing up. You need to trust yourself with movements. And in the way that you trust yourself and other aspects in life, because you're doing a really great job. That's it, Corinne. Then bring the bottom down and then pop it back up. And bring that bottom. Oh, that's it. Back to that big twist in the spine. Right? Okay, can we do one more thing? Come all the way down for me. Roll onto your backs. Rest for a minute. Bonnie's laughing. Aren't you glad, Bonnie, I broke this up to so many lessons, right? Can you imagine tackling all this in 1 hour?
No.
Right? Okay. So let's go back to one more time. Bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Swing the legs up. Lift the pelvis up. Bring the knees up over yourself. Right? See if the feet can now touch the floor above you. Can the knees come down and touch one knee at a time? It's the same position. That's what we're going to approach next week. So see if you can now drop one knee down to the floor. That's Elizabeth. Keep shifting over. Drop the knee. Let it touch. Right? And then now the other side. So see, eventually you would just flip over and come and you'd be squatting. So Anne, shift the pelvis more. Yeah, let that left knee come down. Let it come down. Let the pelvis come down. Trust. Trust. Let it come over there. Oh, yes. See? There you go. You're going to eventually flip over. But you want to have control with it. That's it, Corinne. There! That's it, Corinne. Okay, let it go. Come back onto your backs and rest. We will hit that level next week. Right? This was good. Promise. Beautiful, beautiful work today. It's just so beautiful to watch your levels of improvement, like just Paul and Bonnie, you guys have just taken off. I mean, I feel like you guys have gone to places that you really didn't think were possible. Things have moved and softened, and so that's so exciting. So yeah, just feel how things feel. Roll your head to the left and to the right. And then thinking about what we've done, right? And utilizing some of what we just done. You're going to roll to your side, right? Using your hands, right? And you're going to pop that pelvis up. You're going to use what we did to come to rolling to your side and then standing. And then see how you feel from this lesson. Beautiful, Anne.